The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
And good morning, everybody, all across Shasta County and across the world via the World Wide Web. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, where this morning it is, as Bob Martin said, the B-Team, Bob and Brenda Belongi. And we have Bob Martin on the controls, and he's also having to learn a whole new system because we have added video streaming to our capabilities here at KCNR. So, Bob Martin, if you would push button C there, and so that Brenda can wave good morning. There she is. If you want to see our video live stream, go to livestream.com, www.livestream.com. Punch in Free Fire Radio in the search box, and a brief commercial will take place. That's how that all gets paid for, of course. And then you'll be able to see our live feed from the studio. And it's a system we're experimenting with, and we hope to have that fully up and running right after the first of the year. So the expansion continues. Good morning, by the way, Brenda.
Good morning.
And it would be...
I don't hear myself.
It would be far more facilitated, yes. And
good morning.
Now I feel better because I do that from time to time.
It's the day before Christmas.
It's Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah.
And how about last night? You can go ahead and punch up number two there, Bob. I know, way too many buttons. Push button B. Here I am. I'm being a director as long as while I'm doing all the other stuff.
It's the first. I realized last night this is the first time I've done any kind of TV camera since I was in high school.
Now you're a TV technical director. So if you push button B over there on that box right there, I don't know. Maybe people just want the graphic back up. Anyway, last night with the launch of North State Now, definitely a labor of love, and we brought that thing together in probably about 3.5-4 weeks from the time we got the green light. So it was quite an experience being a part of that production team.
It was fun to see the whole thing. I had seen parts of it, but I had not seen the whole thing.
You should all be extremely proud of that group effort last night. It just came off marvelously on television. I really enjoyed watching it. I'm sure a lot of the North State did as well.
And of course, the real stars were the veterans.
Absolutely, the real stars were the veterans and Snooki. Yeah. And Elk Killer.
Snooki, Elk Killer, the dog, was just barking out orders all through the process.
If any of our listeners called in to make a pledge, we certainly appreciate that as well. Yes, thank you very much.
That was just a taste of what we've got in mind for North State Now. We want to feature the what it's like to be part of this great community that we call Northern California. And it just drives me crazy when I tell people I'm from Northern California. They go, oh, San Francisco? No! Further north? Sacramento? No!
When my brother went to school in Arizona, this was admittedly in the mid-70s. I don't know if that makes any difference, but he said he was from Northern California, and they said, oh, San Francisco? No. And they said, well... where then? He goes, well, you know, near the Oregon border. Well, isn't that just north of San Francisco? They did not know about the remaining 350 miles of the state, which I think is a good thing at times.
An area the size of Ohio exists between north of Sacramento and the Oregon border, and it's the neglected part of the state, but it's also the ignored part of the state, which ain't always a bad thing.
And we're thankful for the fact that we're still a well-kept secret around the nation.
You know, too bad the state of Jefferson never really came to fruition.
Yeah, but they want that water. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our first break, but right now, before we do so, we're going to turn to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, and we're going to see how the market is doing as we head into the Christmas holiday. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Markets are higher in the Big Apple following mixed U.S. economic readings. November durable goods orders came in at 3.8%, beating consensus expectations for a 1.9% increase. Additionally, November readings for personal income and consumer spending fell short of estimates, rising only 0.1%. Currently, the Dow's up 41 points at 12,211, while the NASDAQ is up 7 at 2,606, and the S&P 500 is up 4 at 1,258. Oil's up 31 cents this morning at $99.84 a barrel, and the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.04%. Gold's down $4.40 this morning at $1,606, while silver's up 25 cents at $29.30 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, ExxonMobil's up 31 cents at $84.63, Walmart's up 15 cents at $59.35, while Intel is up 2 dimes at $24.22. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Listen for that Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning right here on Free Fire Radio at 710, 810, and 905. Well, we're going to be throwing open the phones. We're looking for Christmas stories this morning. We'll also be perusing the various media outlets, see what we can talk about. But we are, as I said, open phones. And check us out, of course, if you are just now catching us on the radio. Go to KCNR1460.com. You're listening to Free Fire Radio this morning with Bob and Brenda, and we'll be right back.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Freedom is the only thing that means a damn to me.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Bob and Brenda and Bob Martin running the controls this morning. That's my usual gig here. You know, I've been doing radio here in Reading for off and on for about 30 years. I think my first gig was out at K6O, the Twin Towers that used to be out near Shasta College. And that was 1979. So now I'm dating myself, of course.
I was barely out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
That means you started very early.
Virtual cradle robber.
No.
I got
no.
my start in, of course, the Navy aboard on the Enterprise CVN-65 had its own radio station. And powers that be, the good Lord, saw fit to bless me with a passable voice, and so they hired me. You know, obviously it was a strictly volunteer, but I was doing the midnight shift, and had a lot of fun. Didn't have the slightest idea what I was doing. I still don't, but have fun doing it anyway.
Spinning records.
Indeed. Of course, your career has all been about the weather, and I had to laugh this morning. A local media outlet said, hazardous weather outlook, and I'm thinking, blizzard? Lightning storm? Buckets of rain? No, it's going to get cold. What's up with that? It is December. It gets cold. The only reason it would be hazardous is if you're standing outside buck naked. What?
I guess
what's the hazardous part?
Well, it's a definition of a product that the National Weather Service uses to try and inform the public of impending weather problems, apparently.
What, do they write these reports for people from Long Beach?
Well, you know, what can I say? The definition, the hazardous weather outlook, by the way, is for a hard freeze warning throughout much of the Sacramento Valley. And a hard freeze is defined as 29 degrees or cooler for a period of 3 to 5 hours.
Okay.
I don't exactly call 29 all that cold. I mean, certainly if you're outside without a jacket, it's very cold. But 29, yeah. And so what they're concerned about is, you know, exposed pipes and things like that. Because we don't often in the Sacramento Valley get long duration of very cold temperatures. That's
it
true.
It has happened.
Of course it has.
88, was it? No. Maybe it was 88 or 89. We had the Polar Express come through, and pipes were bursting all the way down into the Bay Area.
Right. Yeah, that's it definitely happens. But I think that had gotten down into the single digits.
Yes, it was single digits for a couple of days. It was rough.
And then the daytime temperatures didn't get above freezing either, yeah, as I recall. So, that's when it really gets bad.
But, you know, people just dealt with it. If it had happened now with the media attention and the desire to have a disaster to talk about, and that's, I think, a lot of this stuff becomes self-fulfilling. There's so many instant media, and everybody wants to be first online with the latest disaster and the big news, and oh my gosh, what a terrible thing this is. Relatively minor things suddenly get turned into major ordeals for people. I mean, back in the day, you dealt with it, and yeah, it's cold out there. Put on another jacket, and now it's, oh my God, what are we gonna do? You know, what's up with that?
I don't know. I think it's maybe something to talk about. I'm not sure about that, but
are we turning into wimps?
Well, I'm not the one.
I didn't want to say that,
of.
But I think they've recalibrated the definition of a hazardous weather outlook to accommodate our soft population.
When there's a disaster, I mean, people would help their neighbors, and everybody buckled down, and you moved on. Now something happens, even relatively minor, and people are standing out in the street wailing, why doesn't the government come save us? Oh, it's so unfair.
I have a personal philosophy about that. I think that the urbanization of our society has changed people's perspective on how things should be and how things are. If you think about it, folks in the city, an awful lot of things are done for them. You know, the streets are sweeped, the sewage is taken care of, the water comes out of the faucet when you turn it on. I mean, the parks are groomed, the whole thing. When you're living in a rural situation, a lot of times you have to be a lot more self-reliant about that. You know, the road's got to be plowed from your house to the main road, and then maybe the county or state mm-hmm. takes care of that. But if the power goes out, you're without water, you have to kind of figure out how to make that work.
Do you think that self-reliance is being discouraged by certain parties?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm not much on conspiracy theories and that sort of
21.
Thing.
Do you think it plays into certain hands?
Oh, absolutely. There is a certain benefit to certain entities to have a dependent,
absolute power.
Yes, a dependent society. And I thank goodness I grew up rural. That's all I can say. I don't.
A country girl.
Yeah, and I don't expect anything. I'm, you know, going to
solve
the problem.
You actually spent some years of your childhood literally in an off-grid situation,
Oh, yes, many years.
And No television, and not the, it doesn't seem to have affected you greatly
well,
to any extent.
That's maybe debatable, but,
but
in fact, there's a Christmas story.
Yeah,
I did grow up in a electricity and all that stuff. A lot of my
you had power in flush toilets
right,
and things like
and
that.
Right, and then when I don't remember how old I was, but the television broke. It was a standard black and white set, you know, and so no television. So what do you do? Well, we can go outside and play with the frogs and go put salt on banana slugs. I grew up on the coast and climb around in old redwood stumps and stuff like that. We had a good time, and the boys put me on a bicycle one day and sent me down the hill and thought this was great. Watch Brenda crash and burn. I didn't know how to ride a bicycle. And the first time I fell down, and that was fun. Can I do that again? Oh, sure. No problem. You know, they'll watch me crash and burn. Second time I went down the hill, I stayed up.
Mm.
And I learned to ride a bicycle literally in an instant.
Yeah.
And been riding ever since. So, you know, but anyway, back to the television. So for 8 years, we did not have television in our house. You read books.
Yeah.
And
lost
I discovered,
art.
Yeah, books. We did all kinds of stuff. And I remember in seventh grade when John Denver did his special Rocky Mountain High, and the teacher, we had these little classes, and we had this little environmental class, said, go home and watch this, and my hand flies up, and I said, well, that's not going to happen in my house because we don't have television. There was an audible gasp in the room.
How can you survive?
And that's the most common question we got at our off-grid living situation was, what do you do without television? How do you survive without TV?
You talk to each other in community. Yeah.
But I swear this is a basis of our relationship, dear, because you get to relive your childhood with all of these old movies and television shows that you've watched 400,000 times and get to introduce me to, and you get to watch again.
Well, you know, even though I grew up with these things, it's refreshing just to turn the silly box off and go for a ride on the boat or whatever, you know.
I have a coworker that insists that did me a world of good because he says, you're one of the most independent thinkers that I know of.
There we go.
I said it probably has a lot to do with the fact that I wasn't parked in front of a television as a kid, and even when we did have TV, it was very restricted.
Because how many channels did you have when it was working?
Ooh,
probably
three. Yes.
We better take a break. We're already behind the clock here. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Bob and Brenda Belongi, along with Bob Martin, filling in this morning. We've got the phones open, 605-4567. Share a Christmas memory on this Christmas Eve. We'll be back.
Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah, I love that Beach Boys tune.
33 degrees out there, that's not too nippy.
Indeed, it's hardly Christmas-like in, as far as the weather is concerned, which is...
Yes, headed for a high around 60 today in the area. And, probably be some patches of frost out there, a few areas that are colder. And tonight, low of 27, and tomorrow, Christmas Eve, 62 degrees. Looking at right at freezing on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, back around 60.
This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and I believe there are still a few tickets here and there left for the big New Year's Eve bash out there at Anselmo's. And if you've never been there, go. That's all I can say.
And based on our experience with special events there, it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. The folks up there at Anselmo Vineyards have just gone all out to make that a... people look around and they go, this is Shasta County. Yeah, and it's sad that statement has to be made. But
and by the way, it's going to stay dry through the holiday weekend, which is a good thing.
Well, every Friday at this time, we get a little fitness tip, and believe me, that would be a good thing in my case. But we've got on the line from Adamson's Peak Performance, somebody I've known for years and years, Amy Dundas. Amy, happy Christmas Eve.
Thanks.
What are your tips for...
Brenda.
What are your tips for surviving the holiday feast?
Don't eat.
You know what? I have a great one for today. Because last week, Carl was so upset that I was telling him to try to eat healthy while he was still having a meal. So I've got a way. We can enjoy your holiday and not worry about it. You ready for this?
Yep.
What you do is what's called zigzag eating. So the day before, say you're going to have a big Christmas Day meal. The day before, you're going to eat low calories, say like 1,200 calories. So maybe you have six meals, and you divide them up amongst those calories. Maybe 200 calories each, you have, a small meal. And then the day after the holiday, you eat small calories again. So what that allows you to do is enjoy your holiday, pretty much eat what you want. But then it'll even out if you decrease your calories low the day before and the day after.
Amy, I want to know when you're going to offer lack of fitness tips.
I don't know if that'd go over so well.
Amy's a guru when it comes to this stuff.
Boy, I tell you what, I think it's the discipline that really gets me.
Well, it's not a matter of, don't think about it as discipline, because we all have so much that we deal with every day, we actually go through what's called decision fatigue, where your brain gets tired. And it literally just needs more glucose.
And full.
But your body, it'll crave the things that it remembers how it got that food fastest from, the cakes, the cookies. So don't think about that you lose willpower. And it's not about the fact that you don't have discipline. It's that you're doing so much during your day that you really got to keep that brain fueled. And it'll trick you sometimes and say, well, I need that cookie because, and you'll say, oh, I'm weak, I want that cookie. And it's not that at all. It's maybe you just weren't fueling your brain every 3 hours and keeping it fed with glucose, and it tricks you, and you think you don't have willpower, but it's not that at all. So it's not about you not having discipline. It's not about not having willpower. It's about you finding strategies that work for you. And that's what it comes down to.
Okay, Amy, thank you very, very much. Amy Dundas from Adamson's Peak Performers calls in with a fitness tip every Friday, and we do appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas, Amy.
You too, guys.
All righty. That's Amy. Amy Dundas, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the resolution of the Adam Martinez case. We'll take some calls on that and whatever else you care to talk about, Christmas memories in particular. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Whoop.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks moving higher after new home sales rise to the highest level since April. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 45 points. Some new developments in the C-suite at struggling Eastman Kodak. Kodak has promoted its general counsel to president. She'll work alongside the company's current president. Separately, Kodak said it's selling off its Eastman gelatin business for an undisclosed amount. The company has been aggressively looking to shed assets. It warned last month that securing a patent deal or raising rescue financing over the next 12 months is critical to operating its business. And the Federal Reserve could reportedly signal plans to keep some interest rates at record lows for much longer than originally planned. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Fed may hold short-term interest rates near zero into 2014 or beyond to help the struggling economy. The Journal says some officials have been growing more wary about the Fed's August statement saying they'd hold rates that low through mid-2013. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars, a great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE-certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. You're watching or listening and watching, if you happen to check out livestream.com, Free Fire Radio.
This is a good thing we don't have too many viewers.
If you're just tuning in, Bob and Brenda Belongi in for Carl and Linda Bott, with Bob Martin chiming in and running the controls and learning how to be a TV technical director all at the same time.
And with Bob and Bob on, I think I should be an honorary Bob, so that makes me Brenda Bob.
Oh, that works.
The you killer know, bees.
Well, this portion of the show, of course, brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew up on Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley They've got the largest walk-in humidor in town. They've got a great meeting room that you can check out and maybe set up for your event. And, of course, it is the home of the T&B Sweeties. That is Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. And very happy to have them as one of our sponsors here on Free Fire Radio.
Good spot for last-minute Christmas gifts,
too. Oh, absolutely. You could go in there if you got a cigar fan in your life. They've got probably the best selection this side of the major cities. Or you can get some of that coffee they've got. They've got a Christmas blend coffee that I guess Linda has been...
addicted to?
Yeah, well, she isn't addicted. She's been using it as a last-minute Christmas gift. So there you go right there. If you're going down the list and you go, oh, no, I forgot so-and-so, if they are a coffee aficionado, that's a great choice right there. So check them out.
I think it's one of life's great mysteries to me how a humidor can smell so good, but when you get downwind of a burning cigar, it's not necessarily the greatest thing in the world. But I love to stick my nose inside that humidor. Yes. It smells so good in there.
Yeah, well, beauty is in the nose of the beholder.
I guess so. It's just like coffee. I don't know why it smells so darn good, and for me, it just kind of tastes awful, unless I doll it up with a bunch of milk and stuff.
Yeah, my wife says exactly the same thing. Loves the smell of coffee, but can't stand to drink it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, one of the reasons for having a talk show like the one here on KCNR is that what the host thinks is pretty immaterial, in my opinion. I think the important part is, what do the listeners think?
Well, I think community dialogue is really important.
Yeah.
Sharing ideas, either common ground or even agreeing to disagree, or disagreeing without agreeing to disagree, it's all good, because anytime we're exposed to different ideas from all different perspectives, you get a different view of the world.
Yeah. In my view, the host is not on a pulpit. The host is not there to tell people what to think. The host is there to cast out ideas and then see things where they come. So I'd invite some calls about the resolution of the Adam Martinez case. Len Schauman has been sentenced to 3 years for the fatal attack in the former Club H2O that... ended the life of Adam Martinez, and that case was not originally prosecuted under our former DA. And one of the things that I think swept our current DA into office was the public outrage, right or wrong, over that decision, facilitated the election of our new DA. And I talked to a person from the DA's office who says the whole atmosphere around there has changed in many ways, but that there is a they're looking very carefully at these things now and trying to make the best decisions they can. And it'll be, and this apparently, according to the comments that I'm reading, this decision to go ahead with the prosecution and obtain this conviction has met with 3 years for taking a life. You can argue that, but that's the best they were able to get.
Well, if the full 3 years is even served.
That's the thing. Given our current California conditions in the prisons, where they're letting some people out who really, really need to be locked up for a very, very long time, letting them out to wander the streets, how long is this guy actually going to stay in custody or before they clamp a GPS on his leg and say, go home?
Well, one of the things I think that this brings up is, why would you hit somebody that hard in the first place? There's an anger, meanness, whatever that I'm seeing in society that really troubles me. And we saw it this morning on the way into the station, where I have a bigger vehicle than you, big Class A motorhome, just blatantly drove out in front of us, and it required a brake application. I mean, this was not one of these ease outs.
He wasn't a quarter mile ahead of us.
Like a few yards, and just didn't look, didn't care, didn't anything. And I'd love to hear from listeners about what your experience has been. This is the holiday season, particularly Christmas. You know, goodwill towards men, et cetera, should be part of the spirit of the season.
But it's a good thing I wasn't armed.
Yeah. Yeah, the most you can be armed with is your high beam.
It's a good thing you weren't mic'd.
Yeah, that's probably closer to the fact.
That would have required hitting the blue button.
Yes, definitely. So, call us and let us know what your experience has been this holiday season. Have you seen an easing of that, you know, me, that angry thing, or just the rudeness that I've seen lately. It really troubles me, that rudeness. I don't know where it comes from particularly.
Well, I would go back to our discussion of the force-fed mass media causing further and further disconnects. Seeing the tweens and teens and even young adults sitting around the table at the coffee shop, and everybody has a device tapping away on it, and they're not even interacting with other humanity within a close radius.
Yeah, that's that personal distancing is interesting. My brother was telling me that Phoenix, Arizona, apparently, where he lives in that general area, has a very high incidence of people lasering aircraft, which, of course, is illegal.
Oh, yeah. And, well, it's a type of vandalism that's very difficult to chase down.
Correct. And it's also extremely dangerous when you're trying to, you know, blind a pilot. And I said, why would anybody do that? And apparently these people who are caught at it, and there have been some, just, well, I just wanted to see what would happen. And I
didn't know it was going to cause the plane to crash into a building. You know,
well,
whatever,
come
yeah.
on, think about that.
Think
and so,
these things
or
through.
They think it would be interesting to see what would happen if the airplane crashed. It's like, oh my gosh, that's a scary thought, that someone would actually think that.
This disconnect from humanity is a scary thing, and it concerns me.
When you get down to it, really, let's say your house burned down. You know, your car gets T-boned. Everybody's okay. And, you know, the pets were with you, so you didn't lose any pets or anything like that. But just say you lose all of the material possessions that you have, you're, you know, flooded out or whatever. What is left in your life? It's the people that you have in your life.
Okay, let's go ahead and Kay, we would like you to hold over the break, and we'll come right back to you after we take this break. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Bob and Brenda this morning, and Bob Martin running the controls. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, and the home of Free Fire Radio.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Where the time is 7:45.
So this is Christmas.
Sorry.
Hey, that works.
What have you done?
Yeah, I'm not afraid to say it. This station is not afraid to say it. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays is nice.
Oh, the worst I heard the other day was Merry Hanukkah and Happy Christmas. That didn't go over real well with me. I thought that was a butchering of the whole thing.
If you want to be all inclusive, it would be Chris Kwanzaa Hanukkah. Chris Kwanzaa.
Well, yeah, but mixing those, you know, traditions.
Okay, you can turn that down now, Bob.
We have a caller.
Hey, Kay, welcome to Free Fire Radio, and we have misplaced Kay. Are we on? Did we get the right connection there?
We got her now.
Hello?
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Say it proud, say it loud.
Yes.
Right.
What do you got for us?
Well, one thing on the the court case.
Mm-hmm. The Adam Martinez case, yeah.
Right. I watched I was in court one day watching the proceedings, and I was surprised how big Christian was. He is a huge man. And I don't know why no one has really brought it out, but you know, he dwarfed everybody in the courtroom. And if somebody that's that big, I mean, if they do anything to you, it's going to hurt you almost.
Yeah, you know, Len Chalman, I'm looking at the picture of him, and I did not know he was 32. I thought he was a 20-something. You would think that by 32...
I think now he's 33.
Yeah, I would think that by that age, you would have gotten some sort of grasp on how one is supposed to act in social situations.
Right.
A teen or a 20-something, up to a point, I'll cut them a little slack. But by 32, you're supposed to have these things figured out, including how to behave around other people. You know?
And it wasn't like they were out on a hiking trail or something, you know. I mean, there were people all over, and they could call the police and as maddening as it is, most women don't like to have men trying to, you know,
hit on them.
Yeah.
This was not a life and death situation
where
this person has to apply that much force. Mm-hmm. And like it or not, humans are animals, and in the animal kingdom, size does matter in more ways than one, I suppose. But if you have that sort of physical stature, that is intimidating enough.
That makes the person
a
weapon.
If this is a problem, I think he needs to have some counseling or something on how to deal with his big size if he can't handle it himself.
A little anger management, too. So.
You know, also, one of the reasons I'm glad that it went to trial is because San Francisco isn't the end of Northern California. I think some people think it's the end of civilization, and we're rough and ready up here.
I have to agree with that. I was reading a article in the San Francisco paper talking about the state of Jefferson, and one of the comments that they have comment threads that are every bit as creative as the ones up here, mm-hmm. and one of them was referring to there was nothing up here but welfare case meth heads living in single wides out in the middle of nowhere, and that's how they view Northern California, and I got really irritated at that.
Well, and all the reports that seem to be coming out, the ones that hit the paper, you know, we have more pregnancies, we have more suicides, and they even say that our air's not good because we haven't had any laws passed in the last few years when we were the pioneers. I think we need to have a committee or something that refutes all that.
Yeah, well,
I mean, we should
paint the
stand
good picture,
and let
yeah.
it go.
I can address the air quality issues, but I'll do that when you're off the call.
Okay,
okay, and real quick before we take the break, you wanted to share a Christmas thing with us?
Oh, yeah. One year, we didn't do too well, you know, financially. And we basically got, you know, tangerines and nuts and apples in our stockings, and
yum.
That was about it.
Yum, yum.
Which, I mean, we weren't too happy about, but, oh, well, that's the way it goes.
Better than nothing than a lump of coal.
Right, we only got one present to begin with anyway.
You were all together, and you all had your health.
Yeah. And so, but then Easter came, and my dad had received the estate, you know, from my great-grandmother.
Your financial means had improved.
Right, and we all got bicycles for
oh,
Easter.
Way cool.
There you go.
So if you don't get it one time, you might get it another time.
It does come around. One must be patient.
There you go.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Kay.
Thank you
very
Bye-bye.
Much, and thank you for being a listener.
Oh,
and,
you're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
And, you know, I would send a shout-out to our Casey and our listeners, our chat pack, and people who tune in anonymously and all that. Tell a friend about this station, okay? This is your community forum, and now that we have expanded our capabilities into video, we've got some great plans for Free Fire Media, and we want you to be part of that, and we want to dispel the meth head living on welfare in the single wide. That's all there is up here. Yes, that exists, and these people have the opportunity to improve themselves, but there is a lot of good stuff up here. That's why people want to call it home.
As if people in the city, as I grew up referring to San Francisco as, didn't have meth heads and didn't have people that were living in substandard,
yeah.
obviously what they consider substandard housing and that sort of thing. You know, this is one of the things I remember when I went off to college and I went out of state was that because I had grown up in the country, they thought I was some sort of heathen. I said, what, I'm going to sit here and throw chicken bones over my shoulder or what? And they didn't believe that people from the country were educated. I thought, how arrogant.
So
ridiculous.
Help spread the word about your community forum, Casey, and our Free Fire Radio and Free Fire Media. Tell a friend, like we said. Let's take a break. You're listening to Free Fire Media. Bob and Brenda. And Bob.
Where else can you have this much fun ranting?
We'll be back.
Merry Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, the Clear Creek Sports Club, and the Belligerent Duck. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
There are a lot of safety tips out there. Look before crossing the street. Buckle up. Don't eat a whole bunch of poison. For facilities maintenance folks, here's a good one. Use Grainger. They have over 44,000 safety products to help keep your facilities safe, from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. And now through December 31st, save 30% off the Grainger catalog price on select Honeywell safety products from brands like Miller Fall Protection and North Safety. See details at Grainger.com/safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Grandma got run over by
I remember that song when it first hit. I was a DJ at K6O, and we played that thing and played that thing and played that thing. And it does bring back memories, good memories, but... I got really sick of it by the time it was done.
Today's weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 34 degrees right now, on our way to about 60. Should have some morning frost out there in a few places. So, good day.
This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our friends out there. And what?
I said that.
Oh, did you?
Anyway, okay. We have a caller, don't we?
Yes, we do. John, it was good to see you last night at KIXE for the premiere of North State Now, and thank you for manning up the phones, and what did you think of the show?
Hey, Bob, I thought it went off pretty well. Everybody seemed to have a good time, and, I mean, I'm not crazy about Christmas music, but, you know, that's just me. And I know that makes me kind of in the minority here, but that's all right.
It's only for a few more days. Well, I'm okay as long as they don't start playing it right after Labor Day.
That's
it
true.
It seems like they do, though.
That's okay, John. I don't like heavy metal. It sounds like a bunch of pots and pans being hit. So, you know, we all have our music taste.
We do. We
What's
definitely
up?
Do. Well, listen, B-Cubed. that sounds like a good title, huh?
I liked it.
I went to the shaman sentencing hearing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really impressed with the judge's diligence to duty. He went through every step of his considerations on the sentence. And although it seems minimal in some cases to some people, he also applied something differently than I had ever experienced or ever seen in court before. He not only gave him a strike... gave him the three-year sentence, which means, from what I understand, if you get a strike on a sentence like that, you have to do 75% of the time rather than half time, which is what the normal sentence calls
for. So they're
for.
Not going to clamp a GPS on his leg and toss him out after a couple of months.
Exactly. Okay. And on top of that, the judge sentenced him to 3 years additional parole.
Wow.
At the conclusion of his incarceration. I think that it makes the sentence a whole lot more severe, but it what it really does is protects the public in that this guy, at least for 3 years, is going to have to really consider whether or not he's going to do anything else again.
That's my hope, is that one life has been tragically lost, and I would hope that this gentleman takes advantage of this opportunity, of this time out, and I'm not minimizing what he did, but I'm hoping that he takes advantage of this chance to reassess his life and come out a more productive individual.
I couldn't agree more, Bob. If he sorts himself out, I mean, the thing is, Adam's never going to get a chance to sort his life out.
Yes, and that is tragic.
And that's the tragedy of the whole thing. And sometimes we get to overlooking that one particular fact here, that he has taken away the future not only of Adam, but all of the people that came into contact with him, including his family, friends, and the people he did good for.
Exactly.
Adam was unknown to a lot of people, Adam had a bit of a heart condition, and yet he got on a bike and rode 400 miles for charity. And I mean, this is a guy who'd buy food for people on the streets. As a kid, I'm not going to get into this real deep because
we're running out of time here, John.
It should be a burden on someone when they take another person's life under these circumstances. And you're right. Let's hope he does reflect upon that.
And does the right thing in the future.
Right.
He sure hasn't up to this point.
All right, John, we got to roll.
Thanks very much, guys.
Right. Thank you for listening.
Have a great show.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Has been a fun show, and there's more of it coming up. We're going to be hearing from Assemblyman Jim Nielsen after the top of the hour. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. And you are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The tax cut letting us keep 2% more of our pay will be extended for 2 months.
Without objection, the bill is engrossed, read for a third time and passed, and the motion reconsider is laid on the table.
That's Congress speak for it's approved by unanimous consent in the House a half hour after the Senate okayed it too. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Now, if you're curious about how the deal that ended that logjam.
I think I'm better off just saying that Senator McConnell and I did what we thought was right for the country. He stuck by that, and I appreciate it.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid referring to Republican Leader Mitch McConnell brokering the deal that led both bodies to pass the bill today. Before today, some Republicans had called for immediate talks on a one-year payroll tax holiday extension instead of this two-month extension. But in the end, no lawmaker attempted to scuttle the deal by objecting to the unanimous consent resolution, Dave.
Rich, did a tornado hit in Gordon County, Georgia? National Weather Service teams are out surveying.
It blew 10 off my garage roof. It blew 3 trees down at my house.
Other homes were damaged. Power was knocked out. Trees, others taken out across the area as a storm hit in Georgia last night. Another American has made it to the International Space Station.
A flawless approach and docking for Oleg Kononenko, Andrei Kuipers, and Don Pettit.
Don Pettit and those two Russians arrived just a short while ago on a Soyuz spacecraft. They joined 3 others already working at the station. Americans bought a few more homes last month. New home sales rose almost 2%. However, sales are on pace for the worst year on records that date back to 1963. Now, retailers say we're doing more holiday shopping this year. But the government does say consumer spending rose only slightly last month, up 0.1%. Incomes also grew by just that much. And on Wall Street, we are seeing some gains this morning. The Dow up by 47 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, check is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24.
Fox story, the Congress, and by unanimous consent, has extended the payroll tax cut for 2 months. President Obama will deliver a statement on this in a little more than an hour and then later travel on his Christmas vacation to Hawaii. The head of U.S. Central Command was supposed to brief the Pakistanis about the U.S. investigation into last month's airstrikes near the Afghan border that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers, but that's been canceled. Pakistan's still not happy with us. Fox News Radio's Jill Nato live in Washington.
Dave, the U.S. says it was a mistake, a breakdown in communications led them to believe they were being attacked by insurgents, so they opened fire with an airstrike, killing Pakistani soldiers. But Pakistan's army saying no, that the U.S.-led investigation's inaccurate, and this was an act of aggression. This whole thing may mean Pakistan continues its blockade of its Afghan border to U.S. and NATO troops, that border crossing a crucial one for American forces trying to get supplies into Afghanistan. Defense Department officials telling Fox News Radio they're not responding to the Pakistani comments.
Dave?
Jill, 10 months after an earthquake destroyed much of Christchurch, New Zealand, two more smaller quakes shook the city today. There were injuries and reported and buildings damaged. Christmas time can be big at the box office, and there are several new movies out.
The one with the most buzz? The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
She's one of the best investigators I have.
Buzz?
She's different.
It stars Daniel Craig, Rooney Mara, and Christopher Plummer.
Someone in the family murdered Harriet.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol is also an option.
An hour ago, a bomb blew up the Kremlin.
The fourth film in the franchise stars Tom Cruise and Jeremy Renner.
What happens now? Your mission.
For the kids, The Adventures of Tintin.
To one of the greatest secrets in all history.
In the animated film, Tintin and Captain Haddock set off on a treasure hunt for a sunken ship.
This isn't just a ship.
If you're looking for a family comedy, We Bought a Zoo, starring Matt Damon and Scarlett Johansson.
If you stick with me, I will give this everything.
Sabrina Sabal, Fox News Radio.
With Christmas Sunday, remember the NFL's moved its schedule up. The games are tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back for another hour of Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. If you're just joining us, it's Bob and Brenda Belongi along with Bob Martin filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And I do believe that we have them on the line, although Bob Martin, the way you're looking back and forth, did we disconnect there?
We lost the moment.
Do I need to stall for a moment? You know, normally in the radio business, it's a running joke that you can do your show dressed any which way you like because nobody can see you. You know, I think on a bet once I did a show less than totally dressed and... Because nobody can see, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you could wear your most holy jeans or...
Yeah, yeah.
You can wear sweatpants, have a bad hair day.
The ZZ Top sweatshirt with the... That, you know, got beer on it or something. Or
ladies
pizza,
can wear no makeup.
Yeah, yeah. However, with the advent of our streaming video service, I'm going, did I really need to wear that shirt? You know, and this one's not bad, but...
The quality of the video is such, though, that you could probably have something of a stain on your shirt and not be noticed.
Yeah, so. But if you're curious about our video feed, want to see what the inside of a operating radio station looks like, not the Hollywood version.
And besides that, if you do just join the video or you're just getting to it for the first time, you'll notice that during the breaks that you'll see a banner on the video, and there are some technical issues behind why that is. And copyrights and
yeah,
things
copyrights
like that.
And things like
that. We have the colonel on the line now.
The colonel is on the line. Okay. Will my pink slip be in my box on Monday? Or
I cannot believe. I cannot believe you put me on hold and then cut me off. What is this?
I don't think we actually were the ones that cut you off. It just seemed to disconnect for whatever reason.
Bob, agree with me. be my Christmas present
for once this year. It won't happen again.
All right. Good morning.
Merry Christmas and good morning. How are you after last night?
Very elated and looking forward to bigger and better things.
How are you after last night?
Well, you know, it's kind of like... It's giving birth to a child. It's like the when we started the radio station, but we know you have this euphoria that okay, we got this first one finished, and then you go back and you look at it and say oh, how'd that happen, kind of things. But we're really looking forward, of course, to debuting the North State Now next year in January. And having that weekly show that talks about things that go on in the North State, you know, topics that touch on the North State, and topics you don't normally see probably on PBS.
Right, and that's going to be anything and everything, as I understand it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
It will be anything and everything from entertainment events, stories about veterans.
Linda's going to have a segment with entertainment events with people that... are not only from this area, but entertainers from all over that we can discuss things about, and politicians, the rights of people, businesses, talking about taking an in-depth look at logging, why not logging,
mm-hmm.
those kind of things, but still, love the environment, but let's have a balance here.
Right, yeah. Informative and fun.
That's what the plan is. And we'd like to thank again so many people, especially chat room. Thank you. Indie Guy and John and Sharon coming down. Of course, you all, Diane, man, there's just, you know, so many of our people from Free Fire Media had something to do with this last night. And Chandler Arellano put together a really beautiful piece.
Yeah.
And you know, there was, you know, an effort to show some love up here to the North State. And
it isn't all about the bad news.
It's not. There's so many good things that happen.
Absolutely.
Even that somber piece about, you know, with the Patriot Guards and the escort for that funeral, was, this is what the North State is. North State honors its veterans.
It's not the meth heads and single wides that we were talking about earlier. It's so far removed from that.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Carl, you and Linda hit a home run with that last night, and we are all extremely proud of you.
Well, if it was a home run, and then... Well, then, you know, it wasn't. But thank you so much. But it gives us room to improve. But it also gives, the idea is that local programming is back.
You bet.
And we're going to do with Free Fire Media, we're going to be an anchor to begin, and an impetus, we hope, to begin numerous local programs.
Carl, it was a fabulous...
people will start and want to do.
Carl, it was a fabulous, I know you love that word, fabulous beginning, and...
Linda loves that word.
I know. It was a fabulous beginning, and I think that, you know, you're doing it, and that's the important part, that you're doing it, and you should be proud of that.
Well, we are, and right. We're also proud of you all.
Thank you.
Everybody that helped us with this.
Okay.
And just wanted to say, you know, is to scream out loud, Merry Christmas, and that we'll be back on Monday.
All right. We're expecting a call from Assemblyman Nielsen here shortly, so wherever you guys are, have a great Christmas, and we will talk to you shortly.
And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and thank you very much. And Chad Pack, have a special Christmas.
All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Carl.
All right.
Thanks, Carl.
Bye.
Carl and Linda calling from an undisclosed location.
They're on assignment.
A location that we are not afraid to disclose down on Park Marina Drive is the home of the Wells Fargo Advisors, and that is where Josh Wiley has been waiting ever so patiently to give us the market minute. Josh, as we get ready for the Christmas holiday, what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, markets are higher in the Big Apple following mixed U.S. economic readings. November durable goods orders came in at 3.8%, beating consensus expectations for a 1.9% increase. Additionally, November readings for personal income and consumer spending fell short of estimates, rising only 0.1%. Currently, the Dow's up 52 points at 12,221, while the NASDAQ is up 5 at 2,604, and the S&P 500 is up 5 at 1,259. Oil's up 19 cents at $99.72 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.06%. Gold's down $1.50 at $1,609, while silver's up 23 cents at $29.28 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Goldman Sachs is down 71 cents at $93.78, Citigroup's down 17 pennies at $27.48, while Qualcomm's down 31 cents at $54.08. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you very much, Josh. Be listening for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on Free Fire Radio. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We, I do believe, have Assemblyman Jim Nielsen coming up right after the break. He's going to share some Christmas stories with us and whatever else we can talk about throughout the rest of this hour. 605-4567, the number to call. You are listening to Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. I think I know what's wrong, I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and all the hardworking elves, would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday. If you've been pondering what to get that special someone in your life, how about a heartwarming Toyo kerosene heater? It will do the trick. And forget about that chainsaw sitting in the garage. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com, where you can order fuel, pay online. We have gift certificates for everything in the plant but Ricky and Johnny. We have clear pearl for all the small portable heaters and propane for all the others. Northern Lights Energy, your one-stop shop for everything from chicken eggs to pomegranate jelly. We do it all. Weaverville, Corning, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Indeed, the hotline is open.
Wait for it.
You know Dasher and Dancer.
Those of you on the video stream aren't getting this.
Comet and Cupid,
little Gene Autry music.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph.
I would never suppose to
what
replace
a great tune.
Linda with my singing. I really can't carry a tune in a bucket,
oh,
I'm telling
very
you.
Good.
I'm always impressed by someone who can dance or someone who can sing, but when you can sing and dance at the same time, oh my gosh. I just can't imagine doing that.
Gene Autry was cool. That was like a different America, wasn't
he had one of the most remarkable careers in American history. You stop and think about it. Successful movie career, successful recording career, owned successful TV stations, radio stations, and a Major League Baseball team that sadly did not win the World Series until after he passed away.
Yeah.
The Angels.
Need more Gene Autrys in our world, you know?
I'm all for that.
You betcha. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And,
oh, well, I just had a thought about... Keep going, but...
I was going to lead into the weather because we are overdue for a weather report.
Yes.
What's
actually,
it like out there?
32 degrees. It's actually dropped a couple degrees. That often happens when the wind gets quiet or around sunrise.
Someone from your office explained that phenomenon to me. It was very welcome.
Oh.
Then this was like a 10-degree drop. It was dramatic.
And the reason was...
Because the wind stopped.
Yeah. Wind stirs things up. And so that's why they have windmills and orchards, is to try and keep the fruit happy and things like that. But we're on our way to 60 degrees today, so think about, happy warm thoughts, because it will be coming. You get these morning lows, and they linger until about 9 or 10 o'clock until things start to warm up. So weather, of course, brought to you here by Anselmo Vineyards. And they would be interested in weather, by the way. I had a discussion with my brother the other day, and he pointed out that he heard a commentary that was well put by someone recently. I think he was listening to a PBS program, speaking of, you know, Channel 9 and PBS and North State Now and that sort of thing. And he had a summary of what the person said, and I thought this was so appropriate. You know, human nature is such, in my opinion, that you're always going to have people who lean in what we refer to as liberal thinking and conservative thinking. It's just the way the world is. And there are sometimes a Grand Canyon between those two trains of thought.
Mm-hmm.
And the summary, and I thought this was great, is that conservatives tend to believe in equal opportunity. In other words, if you come to this country like our former governor, Arnold, and you literally have $25 in your pocket and your gym bag with your clothes, you know, you have every opportunity in this country to achieve wealth or fame or success.
Just
in
don't
other
let
words.
It go to your head and become a real jerk.
Well, that's a whole other issue. The other side of that is that liberals tend to believe in equal outcome. And so, therefore, that's things like redistribution of wealth, or everybody should have, you know, the same health care, for instance.
Level playing field,
et cetera, et cetera.
Not all the turtles make it to the ocean.
Right.
And all 32 teams in the NFL should finish with a .500 record.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. And it's the human nature is such that that is not realistic.
Yeah.
That's not the way humans are. There's always going to be people who have and people who don't have. There's always going to be people who don't care to have and other people who want to have. It's just human nature.
You know, people throw a fit about CEOs of major corporations making, you know, huge amounts of money, and most of them have to really work for it. Nobody blinks twice about the fees movie stars are getting for their movies. Or what a
basketball player, football player,
what a sports figure gets, or what a I think that or what old Clinton gets for a speaking engagement, or any of those things.
Big time authors such as, say, Stephen King or something like that. No one argues with that.
Yeah. So it's all about the focus, you know. And I puzzle about and a focus. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about Reading Electric Utility and the brouhaha over a decision by the judge to dismiss a lawsuit. So we're going to go ahead and take our break, and my voice is trying to escape me, so I'm going to get some warm liquids and try to get it back up to snuff. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Bob and Brenda, and Bob Martin running the controls this morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
That'd be Bob and Brenda Bob.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Anne, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mama can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas.
That Karen Carpenter?
That is Karen Carpenter.
Oh, man. What a fabulous voice and tragic story in the end there, of course. But, oh, dear, I just crashed my chat room here on KCNR 1460. I was trying to hold up a message that John had put on there. You know, I was mentioning about Gene Autry, another figure from that era, kind of an American hero type, Hopalong Cassidy. William Boyd, I think his actual name was. And his horse was named...
Topper.
Oh, very, very
Which
good.
Which is probably what you heard
and
at the very
we
beginning.
And we do need more of those icons in our society, in my never-to-be-quite-so-humble opinion.
You have a little sponsorship catching up to
yes,
do here.
Yes, I do. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. I really need to visit there. Those of you who are tuned in on the video feed on livestream.com, it's time for some of this to go away. And, you know, the eyebrows look like they need a weed whacker taken to them. So it's high time that I visited down there. Carl goes, our chief of police goes. A lot of people I know, the ones who actually have hair, make regular visits down to Cypress Square Barbershop. And it is man's last stronghold. You're not going to find Oprah on the TV. You're going to find great sports shows. There's plenty of reading material out there and all tasteful stuff. I mean, we're talking about Car and Driver, Guns and Ammo, great magazines to read, and just some great folks down there, a couple of excellent guys to get you looking fettled, as they say.
Yeah, just in time for the holidays.
Just in time for the holidays. So if you don't want to be mistaken for Sasquatch when you show up for Christmas dinner, give them a visit down there at Cypress Square Barbershop.
So your mom doesn't give you a bad time about your hair?
Yes, my mother.
When you going to get a haircut?
She doesn't sound like that.
Many can relate. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like the Charlie Brown Christmas adult voices.
Yeah.
We were expecting a call from Jim Nielsen, and unfortunately, at the time I told him to call, both lines were tied up. So
he may have moved on to other things today.
He may have moved on, but we were hoping to get a Christmas story from him. But we still have the lines open. We're going to be taking our bottom of the hour break here in about 2 minutes. But we would love to hear from you, our listeners. This show is not about us. This show is about you. This is about the community. This is about the people
who make Shasta County, Northern California, Redding, Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, outlying communities, an excellent place to live. That's what this show is about. Anyone could be sitting in this seat, but the true stories are out there, and that's what our job is to do, is to bring people the stories, the people, the places, the events that make Northern California special.
Well, I'm always convinced that folks that make derogatory remarks from elsewhere about how things are here, with their impressions, you know, that it's the single wide methods type of thing here, really have never been here, have not enjoyed the hospitality of the folks in the area. They haven't come to see what is here and who is here. I just firmly believe that, because I think this is a great area to live in. A little hot in the summer for my penguin tastes, but other than that, you know, where else can you be right out of town and on a lake in minutes where it's not overcrowded?
The only downer is it's attached to the rest of California. If we could do something about that, and unfortunately in the real world, as much as we like to talk about State of Jefferson concept, it's not going to be allowed to happen, at least the way things are right now.
I lived in Salt Lake City for 5 years in my career, and I remember on the 4th of July, the canyons in the foothills of the Wasatch were closed by 8 a.m. There were so many people there.
All right. Bottom of the hour break coming up. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Be back after Fox News.
It's 8:30 here at AM 1460. Casey and I wishing you and yours the merriest of Christmases.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The debate was resolved quickly this morning.
This is a good day for the American people.
Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer, after both the House and Senate gave unanimous consent to the deal that extends a payroll tax break another 2 months.
One objection could have delayed this deal and forced the whole House to come back next week to vote. Conferees, both in the House and the Senate, will try to hammer out a longer one-year deal.
Fox's Mike Emanuel at the Capitol. President Obama's signature expected shortly. He'll talk publicly about the resolution in less than an hour. Begging to differ with the Defense Department claim that a communication breakdown led to last month's NATO bombing that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers.
Pakistan's army is saying no, that the U.S.-led investigation is short on facts, and this was really an act of aggression.
Fox News Radio's Jill Nato in Washington. The Pentagon says Pakistan didn't cooperate in its investigation. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Ensemble Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Ensemble Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. I am Bob Belongi, a.k.a. Bad Bob, and also with me, the brains of the outfit, Brenda Belongi.
I don't know about that. There's days I wonder about how my brain is working or not.
And over pushing the buttons this morning, and not in view if you're tuned in on live stream, is Bob Martin.
A.k.a. Just Bob.
Yeah. Well, this morning, you know, we put the wide-angle lens on the cameras. What can I say?
Or J-Bob.
And, of course, the chat pack is up at KCNR1460.com. We invite you to check out any of these media opportunities. How about this? When I started in this business, you had just your AM radio in the dashboard of the car. Now, of course, we are sending out our signal, our voices worldwide via the Internet. At KCNR1460.com, you can pick up streaming audio and interact in the chat room from literally anywhere in the world. And now we've added a whole new dimension with a video feed that right now is in a testing phase. And when we're ready to move on, we're going to make that a regular feature on our main KCNR page. Now, if you are a fan of the video feed, just be aware it will be offline next week. I'm going to be taking a few days off to kind of regroup for the upcoming year because we got a busy, busy year ahead of us. And, that's why Carl and Linda took today off. Everybody wants to kind of catch our breath before we make the big sprint into 2012.
And in keeping with radio tradition, this segment of the radio show is brought to you by...
Well, it's our very good friends at Crackmaster. You know, Jeff at Crackmaster is a genius when it comes to fixing all those nasty things that can happen to your windshield. And let me tell you, my friends, you do not want to ignore the little pockmark or a minor crack, even if it's in the corner where it's not really bothering. Oh, I'll take care of it one of these days, because what it is getting cold. You get a little moisture in that crack, and it freezes. Or you hit it with the defroster, boom, your windshield has turned into a spider web.
And I have a summertime story about that. I had one of those cracks in the windshield of my truck, and I went to wash the car, and the water coming out of the faucet was cold, and the truck had been sitting in the sun.
Oh, thermal stress.
And it went, that crack went clear across, and just, I watched it, and it's like, oh, rats.
Yeah, like a slow motion movie.
That thermal shock, mm-hmm. Whether it's winter or summer, can make things
happen.
Give
you the most helpless feeling.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know, on our tech show, Boomer Tech Radio, which will air tomorrow on right here on KCNR at noon, a few months back, we talked to, maybe it's been almost a year since we talked to Jeff at Crackmaster.
It's been a long time. It's quite the technology behind that. It's worth going to talk to him find out the skinny on that stuff.
Yeah, he has a controlled environment. You know, you can go to the guy on the side of the road, and $20, he'll put some filler in there and put a little dome over, a little igloo over the crack, and that's okay if that's, you're going to get what you pay for. If you want that windshield to look like it never happened and restore the structural integrity, because the windshield actually forms a part of that cocoon around you that protects you if things go bad, Jeff is the guy to go see at Crackmaster.
The upcoming plans for North State Now, which is going to be a video program, or well, not video, but I mean visual medium being done, coming up, brings to mind the fact there's been several articles in the paper lately about a new movie making opportunities that someone wants to bring to town. And so I would be curious, you know, if anyone out there has any ideas about what they think about that. And I think it's a tremendous thing because anytime you can bring in a new industry into an area And, you know, I sometimes check into the online version of what's on the Searchlight, and the bloggers there, I don't think they like anything except marijuana.
These are threat comments.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what,
the
what
blogs
they do,
are different, but the comment right. threads, yeah, were just vicious
well,
and
naysaying. Well, yeah, that's what I meant, is the, you know, essentially the chat room on the paper.
The glass is nearly empty. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that annoys me because I was reminded that if indeed we can successfully bring a movie house here or a company that's going to be engaging in that, there's a lot of people who are employed in the background of that. There's carpenters, electricians, you know, people that...
Catering services.
Catering, transportation, there's tons of...
Or as I like to laugh about whenever
anything.
I watch any modern movie credits, the guy who drives the honey wagon. If you don't know what that means, look it up.
Well, and it...
doesn't have a thing to do with bees, let me put it that way.
Well, the other extension of that thought that I had was that there could be some educational opportunities here as well.
Absolutely.
Cooperative between our local schools, and that goes to the elementary level even, and certainly high school and the community college, and maybe even Chico State, to be able to take advantage of having a company here that can offer, you know, something different, if nothing else.
One of the things about North State now is we want to, again, similar to this program, we want to open it up and make it a community asset. We want ideas. We want content. We want participation by the community in making this media venture a part of the community, a sounding board. People say that they don't get heard. Hello, here's your opportunity to get heard.
Absolutely.
We got to take a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
We'll be right back.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 toast to Kraft America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, December 25th.
As we bring you the further adventures of Phoebe and Maude.
The two salty gals from Minnesota are back again, this time revving up on Harleys, no less, for a wild New Year's Eve celebration.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries in Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it
Johnny
go,
Mathis,
let it go,
how about that?
Yeah.
Actually, it's Dean Martin.
That's Dean Martin. Ah, okay. I thought it didn't sound. Mathis made the song popular.
The clue should have been that during break when he said Linda's favorite singer.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
there you go.
And I missed that one.
Speaking of the weather outside being frightful, I didn't think it was that
anything
bad.
But
got some partly cloudy skies out there, which is a broad category. 34 degrees on our way to 60, and dry all weekend. Looks like we'll have fairly chilly mornings, but fairly mild days, and should be quite pleasant for the holiday weekend.
All righty, 8:45 is our time, and of
this segment brought to you by
Anselmo Vineyards, and this segment, the weather brought to you by Anselmo
right.
Vineyards, and of course this segment brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. If you watch the NorCal Now Christmas special, and we are going to be making some DVD copies available. That's still in the works, and it's going to be appearing, I believe, a couple more times. On
KIXE.
On KIXE. That's my understanding. Anyway, we don't have the show times, but the big premiere last night. we will have some DVD copies available. But if you saw the show, you saw an outdoor scene where they had a very nice granite
outdoor
surface.
Outdoor
fireplace with this bowl with crystals in it and the flames coming out of it. It looked great. And that's actually a portable unit supplied by Estate Granite. And they do a fabulous job. Consider, instead of putting that same gnarly old tile back on your countertops, consider granite because it is an enduring beauty and they can make it look just absolutely beautiful.
I like rocks.
Yes.
Many kinds of rocks. So some fun holiday things to do around town, or one of the, I think, most fun things to do is to drive around and look at Christmas lights. You know, it's politically incorrect, probably, to drive around and burn up fuel and supposedly contribute to global warming and all that stuff. But if you pack the car full of people, then isn't that more efficient?
Absolutely.
And the paper listed a number of locations that we happen to be on our way home, so we said, oh, let's go see some of these lights. Well, we ran across a couple of displays that are well worth going to see. It's the new, probably what we think is the newest trend in Christmas lights. I've seen some YouTube versions of this as well. And if you join us on Boomer Tech Radio this weekend, we're going to be talking about some of the technical details behind all of that. But those locations are off of over in Western Missions.
Alvarado on in Western Ranches.
Right. And
the other, Linden Lane, is it?
Lucerne
Lane.
Court.
Yeah, Lucerne Court.
Which is down off of Sacramento, which is that?
Off of
golf
Star
course?
Drive, I think.
What's that golf course down there?
Down there by
Allen's?
Allen's Golf.
No. Yeah. No, that's not right.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is Allen's Golf
that's
Course.
That's Allen's Golf Course.
Now that we've confused you completely as much as we're confused. Anyway, these are all
Google
animated.
It.
These are animated Christmas displays set to music. And when I first saw this thing, I'm going, okay, how are they doing this? And I came up with a couple of ideas. We went home and looked it up. And it is, actually, I went up to the folks and I said, okay, how's this thing working? And they showed me the controller. And this is a big thing. You can get the commercial equipment to do this and spend a ton of money, but a lot of hobbyists and do-it-yourselfers are trading these music-to-light sequences like you would trade musical compositions or recipes.
Right. Yes. The plans for how these things do. But yeah, recipes.
Fabulous. So we're going to find out
they're
if you're
fantastic. If you want to go, the most fancy one that's just kind of mind numbing and eyeball numbing is there in Western Ranches. And our advice would be that if you go in on Rancho Road, and it doesn't matter whether you're going east or west, turn on Saratoga. And find a place to park and walk over to the house because the traffic
is
annoy
the
so
neighbors.
Right. Don't block their driveways and things like that. But the traffic is so bad in there on the weekends that you're better off walking up to the display. They have an outdoor speaker there so you can hear the music and see the lights.
And be courteous.
Yeah, and be courteous. It's
but you will say wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It is really neat. And so take the kids and have a good time. And when we were there last Saturday, they were serving up just out of the oven, still warm, oatmeal butterscotch cookies. Yeah. Now that's really cool.
That's not an everyday thing, but
no.
it was kind of. I think this was the premiere of the event,
and it's pretty neat. However, we do warn you that if you have sensitivity to strobing lights, that you probably want to be careful in seeing this display because it does get a little flashy at times.
But tomorrow on Boomer Tech, starting at 12 noon, we will talk about some of the tech behind that, and also some of the trends. Look back at 2011's trends, maybe. An absolutely last moment possibility of something to go buy. And
I would hate to be paying the electrical bill on a couple of those, however. And they might be lucky that they're in the city and they're under RU instead of PG&E.
And unfortunately, that's a topic that I did not really get to sink my teeth into this morning, is that Judge Gallagher has dismissed a lawsuit regarding the last year's rate hike. And a lot of people are very upset about that. And as a PG&E ratepayer, I can say, I'll trade ya.
Well, my understanding is that RU rates are coming closer to PG&E's, so there's not as much difference as there used to be.
Well, we pay two PG&E bills because we have both a residence and a business account. And let me tell you, business accounts on PG&E are painful.
I don't understand why, if you have a cell phone as a good example, as well as your utility rates in this case. If you're a business, you pay one thing. If you're a private citizen, you pay another. And there's no requirement, say, in cell phones that you have a business line. But it's like $10 more a month just because it's labeled as a business phone. I don't understand that.
The justification, quote unquote, is that it's a more robust, reliable circuit. Baloney. All right.
Gotta take our
final break here before the top of the hour. You are listening to Free Fire Radio, the Christmas Eve edition. We'll be right back.
Of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And at least in Reading, dream on, because it ain't going to happen this year. As much as we would like it to, well, some people, if you're trying to run, because Reading doesn't get snow. Reading doesn't normally get legitimate snow. We get a Slurpee.
Well, occasionally we get it, but it's a rare event. And it feels cold enough at 34 degrees out there this morning. Right now, to have snow, and actually it can snow up to about 37 degrees. That's a whole nother scientific discussion. But this weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 34 degrees outside and headed on our way to 60. But if you're going to go out the door here shortly, make sure you have a jacket, hat, gloves, and whatever on. It will warm up. Take heart. We are going to get there.
Well, it's hard to believe that we have managed to muddle our way through the entire 2 hours.
And I'm sure that, more of you listeners should have called in and spared you from us.
Yeah.
There
you go.
And so it's one of those things.
They're obviously all riveted on the video this morning.
Yeah, right. And it's probably have two viewers. And
now, that will be offline next week.
And we're one of them. And speaking of wishing for a white Christmas, if you're getting skis for Christmas or you end up getting skis for Christmas or a snowboard, going to be kind of tough to find a place to test that out on Monday morning. We're not anticipating any possibility of precipitation until maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, and even then it won't be all of that excitement in terms of amount and that sort of thing. So we'll see if that actually develops this time of year. The computer models want to bring weather in, but doesn't always happen.
If my admittedly faulty memory serves, last year it was pretty much the same thing. It stayed pretty darn dry all the way through January, and everybody was getting pretty nervous, and then long about the last part of February, it just
started to pour on the
And we set records for the amount of rainfall. Could happen again.
Interesting about this is that this dry spell does set part of the scene for next year's fire season. People are always amazed when I tell them that we start looking at the previous fall to find out what, the next year's fire season is going to be. But our soil moisture is non-existent out there. We would really like fall rains to moisten up the soil before we see it freeze and get snow on top of it. You say, well, we have lots of snow, but yes, it tends to run off, particularly if the soil's dry. So next fire season could be kind of interesting if we end up with a fairly wet winter, and that is still kind of ambiguous as to what we're going to get out of that.
All right. We're inside the two-minute mark, and I just want to say thank you for those of you who have been with us here at Free Fire Radio, now Free Fire Media, through the original birth of this station now 2 years ago. As we've moved on to other bigger and better things, expansion onto the internet, now the expansion into local television programming. And you people, you listeners, you're the ones who make this happen. And we salute you. We thank you. We want to give you a great big radio hug.
Definitely.
Hug.
It's, yeah. Without listeners, of course, we can't be successful. So it is really all about the community in more ways than one.
Hey, quickly, some special programming coming up on KCNR this weekend.
Yes, yes.
Many of our weekend hosts have graciously turned over their time for this Christmas weekend to Christmas music. So we'll have Christmas music for you from 7 to 10 tomorrow morning. And again on Sunday morning from 8 to 10, the We the People Christmas show, including some patriotic Christmas music. And again from 11 to 1 on Sunday. And Dr. Doug Craig's final show on KCNR from 10 to 11 on Sunday as well.
All right.
So that's what's coming up this weekend.
And I believe that that all starts off with Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. They're going to have a lot of Christmas music, including and a lot of comments from their listeners and fans and people who are regular contributors to the Let's Sell It show. So well done. And, you know, it's been great. Thank you very much for listening. And we appreciate that you are part of our extended family. Now, wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe and be good to each other.
You are listening to KCNR Shepherd.